The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to again hear a case that poses a threat to public employee unions across the country and here in Illinois. Public sector unions are allowed to collect so-called fair share fees from government employees, even if they're not members. They argue the work of unions, like negotiating contracts and obtaining higher wages, benefit all workers. But Bill Messenger, the lead attorney for the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, says that goes against worker freedom.
It's for each individual worker to choose whether or not they want to support, you know, a particular union's advocacy. If each individual worker believes that a union does do something beneficial for him or her, they'll support that union. If they don't, if the union isn't doing a good job, they won't support it. And it'll be just like every other voluntary organization in this country.
Last summer, the Supreme Court deadlocked on the issue after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. With Justice Neil Gorsuch joining the bench, a conservative majority could deal a financial blow to labor unions. Illinois' largest state worker union, AFSCME, calls it an attack on working people. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.